This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1237. Don't make these plural mistakes on IELTS.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Learn about the most common grammar mistakes that IELTS students are making so you don't make them on test day. When is a noun plural? When do we put the S on a verb? We'll break down these rules and more on today's show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, Aubrey. How are you?
I'm great. How are you this lovely morning?
I'm okay.
You're like, I'm going to be honest. Not my best morning. I'm okay.
You know,
I appreciate
what?
The honesty.
Here's an IELTS term for you guys, a poker face. Here's some vocab that you can work in on IELTS speaking. I do not have a poker face. A poker face, Aubrey. What is that?
Yeah, it means you can hide your emotion. Like when you're playing the game poker and you don't want to reveal if you have a good hand, you need to have nothing show in your face to show that you have good cards. And right. We use that in life too. It'd be like if I'm trying to hide something bad or good happening to me where I'm not letting it show in my face, I have a poker face.
So in part two, when you're describing people, and part one, when you're talking about yourself, your friends, your family, if you are, you know, good at hiding your emotions, then you can have a poker face. Or like me, I cannot have a poker face. I cannot hide anything that's happening in here. It's all out on my face for everyone to see.
Yeah, so especially if you guys are watching on YouTube, there is no hiding it, right? Maybe a little in your voice. We wouldn't know for those of you just listening, but on the YouTube, there would be no hiding
it. YouTube. All right. No, I'm good. I'm good, guys. Don't worry about me. All right. Let's get into today's topic. What are we teaching our IELTS students today, Aubrey?
Yeah, grammar, you guys, and pronunciation. So double threat here today. Some mistakes that we have heard on speaking exams, mock speaking exams that we give, and that we have seen in essays, which are pulling down grammar scores, and on the speaking exam are pulling down both grammar and pronunciation. So this is big today.
Totally. All right, guys. So plurals. They can be so tricky sometimes. There are some exceptions in English, right? These like little grammar exceptions that you might not know about. So definitely listen up today because we will improve your IELTS scores. All right. What are the two places of grammar in which we see, this is a complicated question, in which we see forgotten S's?
Yes, guys. First is subject-verb agreement. So if the subject requires a plural to make the verb agree, like he sees, and what you say is he see, that is affecting your grammar, right? Mm-hmm. And the second is plurals, right? If you need to a plural noun, the restaurants, and you say the restaurant, then your grammar score is affected by both of those mistakes with plurals.
And the thing is, like, these are very simple mistakes. These aren't high-level mistakes, right? Like, if you're trying to form the past perfect continuous or something, like, if you're trying to do something fancy with grammar and you make a mistake, that's a high-level mistake, right? But these are considered really easy mistakes, and they will jump out to examiners in both speaking and writing. So you really need to review these rules and not make these mistakes on test day. Okay.
And so, I want to point out that for you guys listening out there, you may not be aware that you're making this mistake when you're speaking. Because for a lot of my students that I'm giving a speaking exam or in our live group classes, I'll have a very high level student. Maybe they're reading even, and we both see the S, but I don't hear it. It's often coming from your accent in your first language.
Yeah.
You don't even notice that you're not saying the S, or at least not saying it loudly enough that the examiner will hear it. So I'm often talking, okay, let's look at these, because this is a mistake you don't realize you're making that can really help your score if you just make sure to emphasize that S enough that the examiner hears it.
You know, I remember being a classroom teacher in Taiwan, and me and every teacher I know there had the same habit where we're always correcting the lack of an S that, you know, when we're listening to students talk. And it's like every class we're listening to a student and we're always going zzz, zzz, or zzz, to like remind them to add that S. So it definitely is a super common mistake. Don't feel bad if you're doing this. You're in a very large boat. Lots of people are doing this, but because you're listening to us today, you're going to start paying attention, record yourself, listen for those S's, read out loud, focus on making those final S's and Z's sounds big so you don't forget them. Okay.
Yes. So let's don't tune out, guys. Think, oh, maybe I do this and find out. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Let's get into some examples. So you said you've seen some examples in recent essays.
Yes, exactly. So this is a sentence I saw in an essay. If I do not hear back from you within 15 days, so this is a letter, right, complaining, I reserve the right to take legal actions. And this is one where action here would be singular. We would always say take legal action. Makes sense that you would think, oh, but I might do more than one action, so I should make this plural. But in English, for this word, we always keep it singular. Legal action, collocated together, singular.
Yeah, it becomes sort of a group noun, you know, like family or people, like these nouns that we don't add S's to, right? These group nouns. That's what it's become in that phrase, right? To take legal action.
And that's why this one's especially tricky, because absolutely, lots of time when you're talking about actions you might take, it will be made plural. So for this, if you're writing a letter or if you're writing an essay where you need to talk about legal action you would take, remember that in that case, it would be singular.
So it's funny that we started the episode by highlighting all the time students forget S's. And a lot of these writing That's examples right. are students having S's in the wrong place. So I just want to highlight
or adding
that
an S that shouldn't be there. That's true. We're talking
mistakes.
About both today. Yes.
Okay. Now, this upcoming mistake that we're going to talk about right now, guys, is so common. We completely understand why you're making it. But again, you're hearing us today, so you're not going to make it anymore. All right, guys, see if you can hear the mistake in this sentence. Looking at figures for weightlifting, we can see that a 125 pounds person burns 288 calories. Okay, there's a lot of S's in there. Mm-hmm. Which one is wrong?
Right. So when you use this compound adjective, someone's weight, 125 pound should stay singular. 125 pound person. Exactly.
We can't make adjectives plural.
No, exactly.
Okay. So you have to look at that and think of what is the main subject. The subject is person, right? So what are these words before it? I see pound, which I think is a noun. I see 125. That's a number. That's probably a noun. Like, which one do I pluralize? So you have to look at the final main noun there is person. That's what we're focused on. That's what the sentence is about. So that means those two words before it, 125 pound, that's not a noun. That's a compound adjective describing the person. So we can't have an S there. Wasn't there a recent Allers English episode about compound adjectives?
Yes. If you guys haven't heard that, if you're not subscribed to Allers English, be sure to check out episode 1901 and definitely follow that podcast, because there's so much good info there for studying for IELTS. It was called Does English Make You Happy-Go-Lucky? All about compound adjectives, why they need to be hyphenated. In this case, why they either should or should not be plural. This is tricky grammar, but it is very common in English, it's likely to come up on your essays. So definitely check out that episode.
That's awesome. I love it when our shows intersect like this. All right, one more example, guys, and then we'll get into the speaking. So this is something I see a lot in writing task one. Again, it has to do with compound adjectives describing a main noun. So if you are talking about the size of a person, the age of a person, like if you're adding numbers to your main nouns of people, you have to recognize that those are compound adjectives. So here's a very common mistake. 50 years old people or 50 year olds people. Like students aren't sure where to put the S. They know this is plural. I'm talking about many people. And plural means add an S. So where do I put that? Again, guys, the main noun is people. There's no S on that. It's a group noun, right? People. That means that those words before it, 50 year old, that is a compound adjective. Do not add S's anywhere in those words.
Yes. And it's so tricky because if you switch around the sentence and say these people are 50 years old, this is different, right? It's no longer a compound adjective. So that's where that episode, Allers English 1901, we really break down that grammar. Why is it different when it comes after the noun? You need to be aware of this so you're not just confused. Like, wait, why? Why do sometimes I hear 50 years old and sometimes it has to be 50 year old people? So it's tricky grammar.
Grammar. All right, guys. Soon we will get into the speaking coming up next. So we've covered writing mistakes. Now, what do we hear in speaking? We mentioned some mistakes we often hear in the beginning of the episode. But Aubrey, what is a recent mistake you've heard a student say?
Yeah. So let me give you the example sentence. Someone was answering the very common question about where they work. And they said, I work for a company that sells softwares. This is very common, right? To have to be creating this plural that shouldn't be there, to be adding that S. So in that case, it should just be software that sells software.
Software is never plural, you guys. There's certain nouns you have to just memorize. You have to just memorize this list. Information, research, like those are never plural. You can't make those nouns plural. Can't add an S. Software is on that list. And then we also hear just really common mistakes like we were talking about at the beginning of the episode, guys. Really think about if you are exhibiting these same mistakes because, again, they are very basic mistakes. Even though, like, they shouldn't be because so many people make them, it seems like that is an indicator that it is a common problem that so many people have. So it makes it almost more of a high level mistake because it's so hard to get past it. You know what I mean?
I think about in French, there are a few things where like the accent is always wrong and I don't even hear it until a friend corrects me. I'm like, oh, that's right. I am saying that, you know, that vowel a little bit off. I don't even hear it. I think I'm saying it correctly. And this is often what the mistake is here when you're leaving off the S. Likely, due to your first language, you're not hearing it sounds the same to you, right? And so that's where you're going to have to be very proactive about realizing, oh, I do make this mistake and I need to hit those S's harder.
Which, in a little sneak peek for tomorrow's episode, because we're going to be talking about listening tomorrow, I want to remind you guys, I've said this before, but I want to remind you guys that listening, your listening ability and your pronunciation ability are directly linked. If you are not saying the words correctly, if you are dropping those final S's, 99% likely you are not hearing them either. So that means you're going to make those mistakes on listening. You're going to be writing singular nouns when it should be plural because you're just not hearing it, right?
Exactly. So we're going to read a few sentences and then think about, can you hear the mistake? What should it be? We'll also share that. And this will be a good check for understanding that if you're not really easily hearing the mistake, you might not be hearing it when you're making it yourself, right?
Totally, totally. All right, we have three sentences for you guys. Listen and see if you can identify the mistake. Here's sentence one. Whenever I consider trying new restaurant, I check out the menu.
Did you catch the problem? Right. We would say trying new restaurants, plural. There's no article there. So you're talking about multiple restaurants.
Yep, exactly. And so there's no article. We're not talking about one specific restaurant, right? This is a general idea. Zero article, plural noun. Anytime we talk about something in general, it's always plural. You only have a singular noun if you're talking about one specific thing, right? You gotta review those plural noun rules, guys. All right, here is sentence two. My friend liked blue, but I don't know why.
Did you hear the mistake? This is about subject verb agreement, right? It should be my friend likes blue. And you gotta hit that S hard enough that the examiner hears it and knows your grammar is correct.
And you may be asking yourself, how is that a useful IELTS sentence? Well, in speaking part one, there is a question. There's a whole group of questions about colors. And one of them is, what are the favorite colors of your friends at the moment? Which is the weirdest question. I know I've told you guys about that before because you got to be ready for anything on IELTS speaking. And that's like one of my favorite examples of weird speaking questions.
Okay. So weird. Like so few people know their friends' favorite colors.
I do not.
I could not say one. Be ready to make it up, guys. Be ready to make it up.
All right. What's sentence three, Aubrey?
When my family travel, we usually go abroad.
Ooh,
this is a good one.
Where's the S missing there, guys? We've mentioned in today's episode, family, right? People, these are group nouns. They are treated as singular as far as grammar goes. So this should be when my family travels. So we need that third person singular plus S on that verb. Travels. Ooh, tricky. I would think that's an easy mistake to make. So guys, if you want to find out what you would get on IELTS if you took it right now and not spend any money, go to allearsenglish.com/myscore and take our little IELTS quiz and get some free resources.
Awesome. Thanks, Jessica. This was a fun one. Grammar's always fun.
All right. Bye, Aubrey.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.